So today I'm going to talk about a concept called wise mind, and this comes from a therapy called DBT, which stands for dialectical behavioral therapy. And I just find this very fascinating, and I've always had good feedback and good understanding from people that I've, you know, informed wise mind about. Okay, so everyone has inner wisdom, which is the ability to access and to apply your knowledge, your experiences, and your common sense to situations that you may face day to day. But what we also do day to day, or moment to moment, is we fluctuate between two extreme states of mind. Now, one is called reasonable mind and one is called emotional mind. Now, when we are in these extreme states, it interferes with our ability to access our inner wisdom. And wise mind is when both these extremes kind of reach and come to a balance. So we feel, we think, and we act differently depending on which state of mind that we are in. So let's talk about emotion mind. In this state, our emotions are in control and we have lost our ability to be logical. We are ruled by our mood, our feelings, and our urges, and we may end up behaving in a way that we do not wish to. For example, if I was angry or I was frustrated or upset, I may say some really horrible things to someone that I love. And this is because I'm just not able to control the intensity of my emotions. And in this state, we don't think of others and we do not think of the consequences of our behaviors. There is another part of emotion mind, which is quite passive. So some people may be so full of negative emotions that they end up disassociating themselves and isolating themselves, and they're still able to kind of maintain a calm exterior, not knowing that this calm appearance is actually a defense mechanism. And if that person were to let it go, they would be overwhelmed with so many emotions, which places them in emotional mind. Now, in this state, facts, reason, and logic are not important to us, and we allow our emotions to control us, and therefore we behave in a very unwise manner, which can actually lead to even more negative emotions, and we may feel even worse than we did before we reacted. But this doesn't mean that, you know, emotion mind is very bad. You know, it can be very beneficial. For example, if we had an intense feeling of love or of desire, maybe I wanted to lose weight, or I wanted to reach a very difficult goal, then having this intense love and this intense desire can be very, very motivating and help us reach our goals. And we shouldn't confuse strong emotions with emotional mind, because some of us can experience very, very intense emotions and not lose control because we are able to be reasonable. So emotion mind is when our emotions are in control at the expense of reason. Okay, so Let's move on to reasonable mind. So this state of mind is the complete opposite to emotional mind. Here we are extremely reasonable, and our behaviors are not balanced by emotions or by our morals and values at all. We are purely ruled by fact, reason, and logic, and emotions are irrelevant. Now, I've heard many of the people that I work with say that this is an ideal state of mind, and I do see where they come from, because, you know, these individuals, they struggle to manage these constant waves of overwhelming emotions that they experience. And to be fair, it, you know, being a reasonable mind, it can be beneficial, because, you know, in certain circumstances, it can allow us to plan and to evaluate our goals in a very realistic and logical manner. However, this state of mind is very cold, and it is dismissive with emotions. It is hard to, you know, it's hard to make and to maintain relationships with others if we ignore our own emotions and other people's emotions. You know, we are human beings after all, and naturally we do seek company because we are social creatures, and being in the state of mind can actually increase our risk of being lonely, you know. So wise mind integrates emotional mind and reasonable mind together. You know, you can't experience wise mind by using reason to overcome emotion, and you can't use emotion to overcome reason. You have to kind of go within yourself and bring these two extremes into a balance, and we all have the capability to achieve a state of wise mind. But it's also good to remember that it is impossible to always stay in wise mind. So if you imagine a scale, you know, there's two polarities, like this, like a line. So you have reasonable mind on one end, and then you have emotional mind on the other end, and we just kind of move up and down the scale from one polarity to the other, and there's wise mind in the middle. So sometimes we, you know, bring ourselves there, and then we go a little bit to the other side, and it's constantly moving, you know. So mindfulness plays a very big part in achieving wise mind. If you don't know what mindfulness is, you can listen to my mindfulness podcasts, and hopefully you can learn a little something. But mindfulness is important because we have to take a step back and sometimes let our emotions just run its course without reacting and without judging. And then, you know, if we feel that after our emotions have had its time, if we feel we are in a calm and secure place, then this means that we are in wise mind. And some people actually feel wise mind in their body. You know, I believe that I feel my inner wisdom, which is also where I believe my soul is as well. I believe that I feel it in my solar plexus. So this is the area between the navel and the chest. And when I do my breathing exercises and my meditative practices, this is where I tend to feel a little something special. So wise mind is also in line or in tune with our intuition. So our intuition is basically our gut feelings, which could also be seen as inner wisdom and also be seen as our soul as well. But in essence, it's just a type of a knowing, you know, a knowing that is more than reasoning and more than what we can observe directly, you know. It is feeling and knowing the right choices to make in a very difficult situation or in a dilemma. And this comes from a feeling deep within and not from a current emotional state. So I hope you take some time out today to breathe and to find your inner wisdom, and remember to use it, really.